KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. It's 8 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 36, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping local news, a pursuit in northern Cass County that began with a traffic stop on Highway 71 just south of Laura Road, which is south of the valley, ended in the southern part of the county early this morning. According to Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Josh McLaren, the incident started at around 12:20 a.m. when he attempted to stop a Ford F-250 pickup with no license plate for a speed violation. The suspect pickup attempted to elude law enforcement westbound on Boston Road, southbound on Dunbar Road to Olive Street at speeds near 80 miles per hour. The vehicle then proceeded to continue southbound on Olive, entering the city of Atlantic, where it continued south through towns at speeds around 70 miles per hour. The pickup left the city limits southbound on Olive, continuing at speeds near 80 miles per hour for about 9 miles until it reached Richland Road and then turned westbound on Richland to 590th. The vehicle then turned south on 590th, continuing to Yankton Road, where it turned west on Yankton, and was found at 12:44 a.m. unoccupied at a residence west of 590th and Yankton Road. Deputy McLaren said at the time of this report, no arrests had been made, although the incident remains under investigation. He said authorities are pretty sure they know who the driver is and that charges will be filed likely within the next few days. Cass County Sheriff's deputies were assisted by Atlantic Police, the Iowa State Patrol, Audubon, and Montgomery County, along with Shelby County Sheriff's deputies. A California man was charged with making threats against former presidents, the White House, and other government officials following a traffic stop in Cass County. A federal judge unsealed the case last week against 25-year-old Quachua Shong of Merced, California, who was arrested December 21st when a Cass County sheriff's deputy observed his vehicle speeding and weaving in and out of traffic on Interstate 80 eastbound. Following an investigation, authorities say they uncovered an AR-15 rifle, a grappling hook, several boxes of ammunition, loaded magazines, and body armor on Zhang's vehicle. His GPS also had the White House as his destination. Zhang was interviewed by the U.S. Secret Service, and authorities say he admitted that he was traveling to Washington, D.C. to, quote, kill persons in power. Authorities say he compiled a hit list that included former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, as well as Dr. Anthony Fauci and Meta Platforms CEO and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, among others. A pickup truck struck two rooms of a motel in Atlantic Saturday afternoon, but no one was injured. According to Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood, the accident happened at the Affordo Motel on the west central side of town off 7th Street at around 1:45 p.m. An eastbound F-250 pickup on Highway 6 or 7th Street, driven by 24-year-old Austin Boggs of Lewis, went out of control, turned sideways, and slid into the entrance of rooms 7 and 8. The rooms were unoccupied at the time of the crash. The accident remained under investigation. Elsewhere in the news, members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold a special meeting this evening at 5:15. The meeting takes place at the Parks and Rec office at Sunnyside Park. On their agenda is a review and update on the project scope of a facility program services plan agreement with the Nishna Valley YMCA here in Atlantic. The board's next regular meeting will be held January 17th in the City Hall at the Council Chambers. The Cass and Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their separate meetings this morning beginning at 9 a.m. Both boards will handle their annual administrative reorganizational sessions to include electing or re-electing, as the case may be, a board chair and vice chair, act on a master matrix resolution, and that is with regard to livestock confinement building construction. They'll also act on approving appointments to various boards, commissions, and committees, approve official newspapers for publication of notices and ordinances, and other administrative matters. Both boards will also hear reports and or updates from their county engineer in Cass County, that's Trent Wilkin. In Adair County, that'll be Nick Kaufman. The Cass County Supervisors will meet in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. The City Council in Atlantic will hold a special meeting at noon today in the Council's chambers at City Hall. During their session, they'll hold a public hearing on an ordinance amending the City Code by dividing the city into 5 wards and 5 precincts and outlining and describing each ward and precinct. and repealing an ordinance for the populations for which were determined by the 2020 census. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman has completed the maps for both districts and for the Board of Supervisors and wards for the City Council. The council will hold the first reading today of an ordinance, number 1012. In order for the new ward map to be adopted, a simple majority of the council, or 4 out of 7, must vote in favor of following the first reading before the other readings can be read and voted on. If that first one is approved, the council will then act on an order to waive the rules for the second and third readings, followed by action on approving both those readings. City Administrator John Lund said they were informed last Wednesday that the new ward map ordinance would need to be adopted and submitted by the end of the day today, and he recommends the council adopt the map as it's presented. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.